This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Roper.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah. I was real sad when the Ropers went away and they were replaced with the Furleys.
I was waiting for that. I didn't remember any of the names, but I knew that was going to happen. So you can actually, if we played it back in slow-mo, you can hear the sigh. Which was, I was about to say something, but then realized, and that was an involuntary sigh. It's not because I think it's bad that you made that reference that a lot of our audience will surely find vital and hilarious. I just like, it was just a that kind of thing where you're like running to jump into a pool and then your mom says like, no, you can't get wet, you know, is that kind of thing. So
no, Gary, you're cast. Oh yeah, summer's exactly. Ruined.
Yeah, it was that kind of sigh. So I don't actually, you know, I'm not actually opposed to the Mr. Roper joke.
No, it's fine.
Even though I do like the idea of Mr. Roper as this guy.
No,
like,
yeah.
He's just hanging around this little stranger. Like, oh, don't mind Mr. Roper. Just like comes around the corner. Whoops, yeah.
Sorry, I'm laughing way too much this time. That was very funny.
It's okay. Yeah. I was going to say that this is the quickest the Monsters Manual has ever lied to us.
Uh-huh.
Because we have that illustration, the very first sentence, a Roper resembles a rocky outcropping.
No, it doesn't.
No. Yeah, no. First of all, like, I can't, a rocky outcropping is a very complicated thing to resemble.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't seem right in general, yeah. But the illustrator did not get the memo. Yeah. For this thing.
Yeah, the Roper resembles the concept of brotherly love. Well,
yeah. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And
they can, and they will disguise themselves as like stalagmites and boulders and stuff like that. They can't hang from the ceiling, but they are meant to be, you know, kind of mimic like in that way. You know, just another yeah. part of this cave ecosystem. The illustration makes him look like, this looks like a betentacled Slimer with one eye.
Yes. Yeah. Cyclops Slimer with a bunch of like, you know, kind of gooey ropes, and that's kind of his one trick,
right? So he's a grappling rock.
Yes.
Yeah. Sends out strands that enfeeble the people that it that they get around, and then draw them in toward his maw that is ringed with these, you know, massive teeth,
slimy teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like fairly boring. Like, right. He's just like, you know, he just draws people in with his ropes. Yeah. You know, that's his thing with his tentacles. Like, but we've had a lot of like tentacled slime monsters.
Yeah.
In our day.
Yeah.
You know.
Even the reproduction isn't that sexy. Used to be I could jack off to this book. No, they just shed a little part of themselves and it grows. Like, they just leave a little.
Yeah, they bud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm sure we talked about this, but I'm really glad that people don't reproduce that way.
Oh,
because yeah. I'd have a real hard time. Like, one, like, it's fun to have sex, but two, it would be real weird. You know, like, what if you, like, you know, you come over and like someone answers the door and like they just peek out the corner, you know, and you can kind of hear like, you know, wet behind them, and they're like, they're too like polite to say like, you know, oh, like, come back later because I'm budding. Like, what would that be in our culture if we could do that? Like, it would be a very private, you know, thing.
I mean, the way I picture this, the way that I picture this is like, all right, I cut my fingernails into the trash can, like, you know, like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
like you do. Wake up the next morning, and I hear, wait, is that the sound of 10 crying babies?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Trash can's knocked over. Your kitchen is just crawling with tiny little like gingers, like digging through your pantry, yep. You know,
where's the jerky?
Searching for chili. Yeah. or like if it's just your fingernails, it's like that Grant Morrison, guy who's ever, all of his skin flakes turn into golems of himself that only last, 1 hour.
Ugh.
It's a real like gross, like every little bit of him turns into a gross golem. Yeah, I mean, it would be real weird. Like, it would really change. Everyone would Gattaca. Like, we would scrub ourselves down with like emollients to get rid of all those skin flakes and nails and everything. We'd all do it into a bag, and that bag would have to go into an incinerator. And then there would be people who are like protesting it as like, you know, we can't do that. That's human life.
Yeah, every cell is sacred. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be real weird. Yeah. And if they got their way, like, we'd just be overrun. Like, mm-hmm. You know, how many kids do you think you could raise, Cole?
Like, I can barely take care of myself, Gary.
Yeah, like just if you just woke up tomorrow with 10 kids. Like, how much of a fuck you would that be from fate? You know,
I feel pretty proud of myself for keeping this plant alive for 3 weeks.
A succulent once saw its 1 month anniversary under my care. I cannot have a bunch of skin cell babies. All of my fingernails cannot grow into fully functional clones of myself.
The skin cell babies is a really good band name.
Skin cell babies.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.